we hear a lot about global warming and everybody is in such a panic about it. But you know, there's something far, far worse, and that's global cooling. Interestingly, when I was learning from these masters, Hans Suess and Harold Urey, Hans Suess is one of the things that he did was to develop the radiocarbon dating technique. And he was dating tree ring dated wood by radiocarbon. And so, in principle, you should get a straight line when you plot those, the carbon age versus the counted age. What he was finding during the period of time from about 1450 to 1850 was not a straight line, but wiggles. These are now called the Suess wiggles. And at during that time, the other carbon 14 lab said, "Well, no, this is an error. Your lab is flawed." And Suess said, "No, my lab is more precise, and these are real." And what they mean is that the sun's output was changing at that time. Now, that time happened to be the time that people refer to as the Little Ice Age. And you see, carbon-14 is produced in the upper atmosphere from the bombardment of cosmic rays with the atoms, I guess it's nitrogen, in the upper atmosphere. And so the changes in the output of the sun can affect that. And there was quite a bit of change in the sun during the period of this Little Ice Age. Well, Little Ice Age only lowered the temperatures maybe an average of 3 or 4 degrees on an annual basis, but they changed the weather drastically. And there were storms and rains and crops, there were massive crop failures and near starvation. It just wrought havoc in Europe. Some people think that it even, the malnutrition and so forth, weakened people so much that they were susceptible, or especially susceptible to the plague, when the plague struck. So the global chilling could be much worse. And in
And you're not alone with that thought either.
And historically, it's been the times of warming when people have been able to expand humanity, do the things that weren't directly survival related. And when it's really harsh times, that's when the culture doesn't improve. If anything, it goes the other way. And so I think one of the flaws with the present models is that they assume that the sun's going to be constant, or that the heat from the earth is going to be constant. And this is truly a false assumption. And so you have to temper all of the thoughts that people have about global warming with those realities. I mean, people should, instead of making so many models, they should be really making discoveries about what are the things that truly affect it. And, you know, you can affect the global picture just by changing the heat coming off of the ocean floor that changes the circulation of the ocean currents, or at least affect the temperatures in certain regions. So these are the things that people need to do instead of giving total support, a blind obedience to these models, which are based upon assumptions. So that's one thing, one point I really wanted to make, because I think it's important that people keep an open mind on these things.
All right, let's go to the phones now. We'll pick it up. We're going to our international line. Where are you calling from? You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, I'm calling from Winnipeg, Canada.
Okay, sir.
I'll make this quick. I just had a question about, you had a guest on not too long ago that said something about the Earth's poles, the polarity switching or something like that.
Yes.
If I'm correct. I was just wondering if maybe the gentleman you have on the show could maybe comment on that.
All right. You want to talk about that again, the poles shifting?
Yes. That poles have shifted in times past, and it's not known exactly why. One possibility is that the geomagnetic field shuts down and then restarts again, and sometimes in the same direction, sometimes in the reverse direction. And there's the question is whether it's caused primarily by a change in the energy source or whether it's caused by some instability in the mechanism that produces the field. We don't know that. But those are very interesting questions. And the question is, now the magnetic field is declining, so some people think it's due for a reversal. The question is, well, what happens if it declines and it doesn't reverse? It just declines to zero and stops. I mean, that's still another option. So it's just, we don't know those things yet.
How often does this happen? Once every what?
Well, it's very irregularly. If on an average, it would be every 200,000 years, but it's really irregular. There'll be times when it might be stable for 700 million years or something.